This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. The show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R. R. Martin was on hand for the awards ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The confirmation process for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is still on hold, as there's a big hearing set for Monday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Wolensky.
But with all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in the U.S. Senate.
President Trump defending his pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. He is denying an allegation of sexual assault made by a woman from more than 30 years ago. There will be a public hearing on the Hill come Monday.
And in their procedures and what they're doing, and I think that's probably what they're going to do. They'll go through a process and hear everybody out.
On the left, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer weighs in.
For too long, women have made serious allegations of abuse and have been ignored or dragged through the mud. It would be a disgrace if this body and our fellow Republicans let that happen.
Again, that report from our own Robin Wolensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis is on its way to becoming law. The U.S. Senate approving the bill on a 99-1 vote yesterday. Only Utah Republican Mike Lee voted against it. The House overwhelmingly passing a similar bill nearly 3 months ago. The Senate bill includes a provision allowing doctors to talk to Medicare patients about alternatives to opioids. The bill now has to be reconciled with the House measure, but Senate aides say they're confident both chambers will agree on legislation by the end of this year. Bill Cosby's wife is filing a complaint against the judge in the comedy legend's sexual assault case. Camille Cosby filing the complaint with Pennsylvania's Judicial Conduct Review Board a week before her husband is scheduled to be sentenced. The complaint accuses Judge Stephen O'Neill of being biased against the 81-year-old comedian. Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University staffer Andrea Constand. And the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, the big Emmy winner, as the series swept the 2018 Primetime Emmy Awards with 5 wins, including for Best Comedy Series. The streaming services dominated the Emmys this year, with Netflix and HBO snagging 23 awards each. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you because your voice matters here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter Murphy is with us. Peter is the vice president at the Invest in Education Coalition, and he joins us now. Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate all the great work that you do in terms of the focus on education and promoting school choice and especially improving K through 12 education. Give us an update on where you are now.
Well, our main thing right now, Bill, is we're proposing, or we're backing, I should say, legislation proposed by Congressman Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, H.R. 5153. That's entitled the USA Workforce Tax Credit Act, and that's a bill that would provide $2 billion in tax credits for workforce development, apprenticeship programs, and K-12 scholarship funds, all designed to increase the skills of American workers, prepare young people for the jobs that are desperately needed now but are going unfilled, high-skill-level jobs that not enough Americans have the skills to undertake. And so there's a real need in this country right now for additional efforts to increase workplace skills and close what we call the skills gap.
Exactly. Peter, this is so reasonable, you know, to consider. You think about now we have more jobs than people to fill them, and the kind of jobs that are sitting there going unfilled, these aren't like minimum wage jobs, are they?
They're not minimum wage jobs at all. These are middle class jobs. These are jobs that you can have make a good living doing, make six figures, and not have to go 4 years of academic track in college to obtain.
Exactly.
Along with all the debt that goes with that.
I was going to say, not to mention the tuition debt that already overall stands at $1.5 trillion and growing, right?
Exactly. And so it's really, we're trying to help with really just getting the word out and getting what's, you know, there's a shift that's needed in the thinking, at particularly at the high school level, guidance counselors, career days. Students need to be more aware of the opportunities right before them. And just to give you an example, you have almost 500,000 unfilled manufacturing jobs available right now. You have more than a 250,000 construction jobs available right now. And these take a requisite level of skills. These jobs aren't disappearing. They're available, but if we don't fill them soon enough, they're going to disappear, either going overseas or just from if the economy declines again.
Exactly.
To sustain a growing economy, we need to fill these positions with skilled American workers, and that's what this bill would really help do, kind of getting beyond your traditional government spending programs. This is a bill that would get more companies the incentives to get more directly involved in investing in workforce development and skills development.
It's kind of an apprentice program, Peter, is this?
Well, apprentice programs would qualify for the tax credit, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But again, the quality of the jobs that are there, and you know, and as we know about the marketplace, nothing stands still. It's very dynamic, and if we don't rise up to the challenge, and it seems that there's something wrong. So maybe if we incentivize it through this bill that we're talking about, then we can. It'll be win-win for everybody, for our, you know, for our industry and job creators, as well as those wanting to get back to work and work at a clip that is more consistent with their giftings and talents.
That's exactly right. If we don't get more companies to step up on this, that you know, you're not going to have jobs filled, you're going to continue to have too many Americans without the skills that are needed. And it's just an opportunity that's sitting there waiting. And mm-hmm. these are a lot of these programs too that industries can run and can partner with community colleges with. You know, they don't take years to do, right? They take months.
That's what I was going to ask you in terms of a timeline of being able to put people through this program. How quick can they be at work making these six-figure type incomes?
I mean, it certainly varies by industry and by program, but again, I would stress these are 4, 6, 8 months, a year maybe. I mean, there's also various levels, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You can get someone on the job to do to operate at a certain level, and then they can continue and to improve their skills for more sophisticated, more involved work and more pay along with that. So mm-hmm. so it's a gradual ongoing process. In particular, that's how apprenticeships work. You get lower skilled people onto these positions, and they learn by doing. It's on the job training.
On job training, yeah, exactly.
We've got to get this bill passed. And just even kind of a longer-term strategy, what's happening is more and more industries are partnering with more and more guidance counselors and school job fairs and you know, college fairs and things like that mm-hmm. to make young people aware of the opportunities that are sitting right there for them. I mean, just look at the energy sector in this country. Look how
exactly.
that's taken off mm-hmm. just in the last decade, where we're exporting, we're an energy exporter now. That wasn't the case a decade ago.
Exactly.
Well, that takes jobs to do that kind of thing and to mm-hmm. sustain that sort of thing.
Well, Peter, I'm also excited to see that in some businesses, they have lifted the requirement for a high school graduation or any other similar certification. They're just saying, look, if you're a body and you want to work and you can demonstrate that you're willing to work hard here, we can use you. And I think it gives these kids a second chance to really step up. And I think that what's in the future is that we're going to start hearing testimonies and experiences of kids coming in and taking advantage of a second shot to enter into the workplace, to become productive and be making excellent money. And the USA Workforce Tax Credit Act would go a long way to that end. It just seems that there should be such a higher sense of urgency because the time is now, as you stated, Peter.
Well, Congress and the Trump administration have taken some steps on expanding apprenticeships, expanding career and technical education funding. So there's recognition of this problem, certainly, but this is another approach that, you know, we see tax credits and tax incentives, used in a variety of ways, but this is a way to do it right here, that this is a very immediate need. This would get instant results, and it's not something that would sort of trickle down and you know, maybe we'd see results years later. This could be a very immediate turnaround where you're getting companies doing investing right now, getting the tax credits right now, and getting people trained and filling these jobs in the next, you know, 12 months. So we're hoping that's understood. We're continuing to make the case. Appreciate, you know, the opportunity to talk to your listeners about it. And they can get more information on HR 5153. That's the bill number, HR 5153. Mm-hmm. They can get more information on this issue on our website at USAWorkforce.org.
Yeah, and Peter, again, I appreciate all the hard work you're doing on behalf of American citizens. And as you say, this is something that's rather timely. That's win-win for all concerned. I don't see any downside on this. Do you?
I really don't. I mean, we're backing something that in some ways it's modest. I mean, $1 billion is a lot of money to, in most contexts, except for the federal budget. Mm-hmm. So it's a fairly modest approach at this issue, at this, you know, in addressing this. But we want to make sure it works, and we think it will work very effectively, and we can expand on it when it works.
Exactly. Thank you, Peter. Peter Murphy on Bill Martinez Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going all in.
don't understand why you want to play with it. You know, I'm one of those all in kind of guys. It's all or nothing. I mean, this is where you get as fresh and independent. Okay, with a little bit of an attitude. All right, I'll give you that. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, fall is just a few days away, and that means winter's just around the corner. So now is the time to get your home in tip-top shape for the upcoming cooler weather. Okay, planning is everything, like they say. Well, TV personality and today's homeowner host, we've got Danny Lifford, and Chelsea joins us today too. Chelsea Lifford Wolf, they're here with some of the best tips and tools to prepare your home for the fall and beyond. Hey guys, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Good to be with you again.
Hey, always good. And plus, it's a bonus. We got Chelsea in the house.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Atta girl. Okay, good to have you here. All right, Danny, let's talk about patios. You know, you are on just a big facelift, finished up your patio, so tell us about it.
Well, I tell you what, it was actually a patio we taped for an episode of one of our upcoming television shows, and it's such a classic example, Bill, of what so many people have and they just don't know what to do. A tired little concrete slab that, you know, has mold, mildew, no curb appeal whatsoever. And what we did, first of all, we pressure washed it, got it nice and clean, and then we put a perimeter border around it using pavers. Usually you would use pavers for just a little patio. We actually raised it up about a foot and did a little border around it, made it look pretty cool. Had a little rot wood we had to deal with, which was an eyesore and something that needed to be repaired. And then we really finished it off by putting a translucent concrete stain on the slab so that it just made it more consistent, more finished looking, and then put a clear sealer on top of that. All of this work took less than 3 days, took only about $500 to make all of this happen, and the homeowners they're so thrilled and ready to get out there once the weather cools down a bit and get out there and really enjoy their backyard.
Yeah, I bet. Chelsea, and there you are. You're on that patio right now. The homeowners are probably, they can't wait till you guys get out of there so they can start using their patio, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're missing us a bit to hang out here and just relax and enjoy all the work that we've put into their patio.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as they're serving up coffee and orange juice and the good stuff for breakfast, all that is good. For many homeowners, Chelsea, you know, fall means raking a lot of leaves. Have you found anything that makes that easier?
Well, you know, the movie Jaws and how they needed a bigger boat. Mm-hmm. Well, to rake leaves, you need a bigger rake. And the rake that I have from Ames is 26 inches wide, so it's just huge.
Wow.
So you're able to rake more leaves with every stroke. But it also has dual tines. So on the end, it has two layers of tines. So it's just grabbing more leaves every time you stroke the yard. And then you don't have to worry about it getting clogged up. You're not cleaning it every time. And you just it just cleans up the leaves so well.
Wow.
But really, Bill, my favorite feature is that it has a miniature rake that clips onto the big rake.
Mm.
So as you're going along and you get to your flower beds or around shrubs or tight spaces, you take off the little rake, and then you can clean around those tight spaces, rake up the leaves, and then clip it right back down into place. And if anyone has little kids like I do, you
yes.
can give it to them and trick them into doing a little yard work, too, with the miniature rake.
Danny, what a great idea. That must have been invented by a woman, because guys, we just, you know, we just work through it, you know, big rake, you know, who needs a little rake? But what a great idea, huh?
Yeah, it is, and it's very comfortable in how it, you know, I mean, what can you do to make a rake better? Well, they figured it out and did a pretty good job on it. Of course, you know, when you have those leaves out in your yard, you know, that's all about making your yard look good, but I'll tell you, those leaves can cause a lot of problems when they're left in your gutters, and nobody
yes.
likes cleaning gutters, but I'll tell you, I found something. It looks like a large pipe cleaner. It's called Gutter Brush, and it comes in various lengths, and all you have to do is clean your gutters, drop these things right in to your gutters, and no tools, very easy to install, and what it does is it allows the debris and all of the leaves and straw to wash out over the gutters, but still the water filters into the big pipe cleaner things here and allows it to filter on out like it should. So that's pretty cool, and it's made right here in the USA, so it's kind of neat to be able to support a company that's working so hard to solve a problem around their homes.
Exactly. A company here in our country. And, of course, everybody's bullish about Made in America once again. We're on the upswing when it comes to business and innovative ideas. So start showing your stuff. Keep showing your stuff. That's awesome. Well, it's also a great time of year, Chelsea, to prepare your home for those colder temperatures. So what are some things homeowners should do right now?
You want to think about sealing up the envelope of your home, getting sealing any of those gaps or cracks around windows and doors, and maybe your hose spigots. Want to seal those up with some foam. But really, my favorite trick in all of home improvement is called the Duck Brand Max Window Kit. And what it is, it's for single-pane windows, probably in an older home, and it comes with double-stick tape that you attach inside around the window, and then you attach plastic to it. Now, it doesn't sound very attractive, but once you shrink it to the window with a hairdryer, it's going to make the plastic nearly invisible. You can see through it. It doesn't look like you have plastic on your window, but it creates a pocket of air that's going to insulate your windows and keep any draft from coming through the outside.
You know, Danny, I get a great response from our audience when you guys are on. They really appreciate the tips. And some, you know, a bit frustrated go, you know, I can't do everything. And they go, look at, hey, every year, it's all a process. You do what you can. Take the best of the ideas that you can do right away, and you'll catch up on the other ones later on, right? No pressure.
Well, that's exactly the thought. It's a lot to do with attitude. If you realize that you have to do a few things, and don't worry about spending all of your weekend. Spend an hour here, an hour there. Maybe when you get home in the afternoon, you can spend an hour or so doing just a few things. There's so many maintenance items around your home that only take 5 to 10 minutes. You put three or four of those together, you're going to start feeling pretty good. You're going to get the gratification out of it. Your home is going to benefit from it. And you can pretty easily keep up with the challenges of being a homeowner without really spending all of your free time doing it.
You know, Chelsea, what you and your dad have been talking about a lot is, you know, about planning. Well, I tell you, we just don't do enough of that, because we're in that stage of, hey, I want to do this. But, you know, planning is a process where you have to really sit down, you know, like Dan is just suggesting, you know, sit down and, you know, plot these ideas that you have and maybe take on the ones that you can do that are the easiest based on the time. Because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, with the kids and life and, you know, just getting in the way, sometimes it just gets in the way of these things that, you know, practically we need to look at, right?
Yeah, that's right. We tried to break it down and make it easy for homeowners. On our website, todayshomeowner.com, we have what we call our four seasons of homeownership checklist. What that is, we broke your home maintenance down by what you need to do each season. And it has must do right now list, if you have time list, and just for fun list. And so it breaks it down for you and just makes owning a home a lot easier. So you can get those, just search four seasons and get the fall checklist at todayshomeowner.com.
That's great. Well, Danny, it's got to be a thrill for you to be working with your daughter on your, Today's Homeowner TV show. You've had great success with it. What's going to be coming up in the coming year here?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. And yes, it's a thrill to work with Chelsea and to continue growing our audience. And our audience just took a big leap. Not only did we just obtain the largest, highest ratings in 20 years of our television show being out there, we are now, as of this weekend, launching into the entire country of Canada. So all of Canada will now be able to see Today's Homeowner. We're very proud of that move.
Well, Danny Lippert is a veteran remodeling contractor and TV personality, as you can tell, known to audiences as host of the Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated home improvement TV and radio shows, Today's Homeowner with Danny Lippert and also with Chelsea Lippert-Wolf. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the great ideas and the encouragement. Where can they go for more information really quick, Danny?
Hey, we'd love for you to drop by our website, todayshomeowner.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's monthly. mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising, and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. The show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R. R. Martin was on hand for the awards ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Coming at you just the way you like us, live and fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Neil Bascom is coming up in just a moment, but before we do, I want to remind you, hey, don't forget, God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. We've got the Blu-ray DVD. It is yours just for an email. Just drop me an email and say you want to be put in the HOPA. We pull your name out of the HOPA. You know how it works. Just send it to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want your very own copy, your Blu-ray DVD with all the special additional bonus features. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. All it takes is an email from you to me. We put it in the HOPA, pull it out, and DVD is on its way, just like that. Neil Bascom, as I mentioned, is joining us. National award-winning and New York Times best-selling author of a number of books, all nonfiction narratives, all focused on inspiring stories of adventure or achievement. His work, incredibly, has been translated into over 15 languages, featured in several documentaries, and optioned for major film and TV projects. Neil, it's good to have you back. It's been a while since you and I have been able to converse, but wow, your career, I mean, who would have thought? I mean, you go to school, you earn an economics degree, an English lit degree, and here you are writing books and having incredible success. Was this ever in the view of your future as you saw it?
Yes, I think it's the short answer to that.
Okay.
I always, back in, I recall even in eighth grade thinking to myself, wow, what I really want to be is a writer. And having an extremely good English teacher who sort of fostered that and encouraged that, and that has sort of never left me. I was a journalist for a while, and that helped a great deal, but I always wanted to write books.
Mm-hmm. So here you are, a writer, but you got a degree in economics. So how did that come about? Was that some parental pressure or something?
Yes, my father would be very proud that I got an economics
yes.
degree. Yeah, I mean, I found economics to be absolutely fascinating. And mm-hmm. so I felt like it was, you know, I was always encouraged by my parents to have a fail-safe if the writing didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So economics was, in some senses, that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a lot to be understood. I mean, sometimes we get so threatened when we hear economics, and of course we see what's happening in the political, you know, venues today, and how economics is battered about. You know, we're $21 trillion in debt, but let's face it. You know, life goes on, and if you're going to be an effective human being, you got to still know how to add and subtract, and you know, take care of business. Do you not?
No, you do, and I think that, you know, at least in economics, not to pitch your listeners on an economics degree, but it helps you think. It teaches you how to think in a great many ways. I mean, how to analyze the situation, how to sort of balance two things, and how the world is a sort of very interconnected place, and that has helped my writing. It's helped everywhere.
Yeah, it forces you to be a critical thinker and to really go into the numbers. I mean, sometimes people are so threatened by it, say, I don't get it, you know, but look at, you know, but I'm like you. I would encourage people, not that I became an econ major, but math was kind of a fun project for me and something that I still enjoy, and I enjoy the disciplines that math, and math for me especially was helpful because, interestingly enough, as I was explaining to my son who resists math, is that at the basis of music, which he is very musical, is math.
Exactly. And I, you know, I sort of similarly encourage my daughters the same thing. I mean, their sort of predilection is to avoid math. But once they're sort of in the thick of it, they absolutely love it. I encourage them constantly.
Right.
You're going to use this all the time. So,
right.
So do it.
I hear you. Well, let's talk about your new book, The Escape Artist, The Band of Daredevil Pilots, and The Greatest Prison Break of the Great War. How did this story come about for you?
Well, Escape from Alcatraz is one of my favorite movies of all time. It was sort of my, you know, boyhood fascination.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to write an escape story, but I had trouble finding one that A, hadn't been done to death, like The Great Escape in World War II, It's Dog Love 3, and the Colditz story. And then I was reading this little snippet of a story in a book about MI9, which was the British escape and evasion service that was created in World War II, that the Americans also sort of created a similar organization. And at the foundation of that MI9 was a number of these lecturers from World War I, these escapees who had executed the greatest escape at a place called Holzminden, and they went on to help create MI9 and then lectured the sailors and pilots of World War II on basically the artistry of escape, and ended up saving tens of thousands of lives. And so I wanted to sort of go back to that root story at Holzminden and find out what happened, because no one knows about it.
Well, Holzminden, as I understand historically, wasn't a pleasure camp. I mean, this was a tough camp to be, you know, to be put into, was it not?
No, it was probably one of the toughest camps, at least for officers. I mean, what you had in World War I is that the officers were sent to one camp, and then the enlisted ranks were sent to another. And if you were an officer and you were continuously trying to escape or you were troublesome, they put you at this place called Holzminden. And it was run by a guy named Carl Niemeyer, who was an absolute ogre of a man, would routinely just walk about the yard and start firing his pistol at the windows if anyone was looking out. He would bayonet charge people. He would put them in solitary detention for months at a time. So it was a pretty brutal place for the officers. And that just spurred them further to escape.
Well, being a former Marine, having had I didn't have to deal with you know, the need to escape, although there were times in boot camp I thought maybe I needed to escape. But one of the things that they teach you is that the earlier you can escape, it's more opportune. So it would be a natural instinct for these officers to try to escape.
No, it was. And curiously, there was absolutely no training prior to World War One on escape. I mean, you see time and again exactly what you were saying is post World War One these escape artists who then went on to be lecturers. Their first point was get out of there as soon as you can, because the further deeper you are behind lines, the harder it's going to be, the more intense the security procedures will be, so the loosest restrictions will be at that moment of capture. And get out as soon as you can.
Well, there's also a psychological component to this as well, Neil. That is, the longer that you are in camp, you actually get used to the difficulty of it. It's not as bad as, you know, our mind makes adjustment to the conditions that we're in, and we can even find comfort in the most uncomfortable of experiences.
No, that's true, and you find that in Holtzman, for instance, I mean, it was a small coterie of men, small percentage that were actually looking to escape. As you say, I mean, most people were just sort of living their lives in the camp, hoping that the war would end. But that, in and of itself, created, you know, I'm sure you've heard of this a syndrome called the barbed wire disease,
right? Exactly,
where this depression. That sets in to prisoners when they lack the freedom, they lack the ability to exercise their will, and they can go into very, very deep depressions. One of the writers at the camp, who ended up being a famous poet, Will Harvey, called it a moldiness that would set in on his brain, you know, just growing and growing and growing. And to fight that, you know, a small percentage of these men tried to escape. And part of the reason was to get back behind the enemy line, to get back and get back to the fight. But a good percentage of it was simply to survive.
Exactly. Well, and you've heard from past stories of imprisoned military personnel, innovations that they came up with. A golfer who played golf in his mind every day, and he goes to the golf course after being let out, first opportunity he can. And I think the story is he shot scratch that day, even par. Incredible, even though he had been incarcerated for, I think, something like 5-6 years. We've got more from Neil Bascom after this. Stay with us.
85 or younger. Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
That you gave me the star lifting out of my reach. Call me the one that's a little to me. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. Yeah, you keep on making me see. It's way beyond me.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, ladies and gentlemen, right here at the intersection of faith and politics. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Neil Bascom continues. There have been, you know, few histories on this subject, but none have had access to the range of archival material, including diaries, letters, action reports, unpublished memoirs that Neil had in order to tell this story in such a comprehensive way. Interestingly, this year, 2018, marks the 100th anniversary of this epic breakout, one that rallied the nation in the darkest days of war and launched the type of escape and evasion services that are still in existence today. We're talking with Neil about his new book, The Winter Fortress, The Epic Mission to Sabotage Hitler's Atomic Bomb. Nope, that's not, that was the one previously. I'm sorry. I'm going, oh, I know that book because we've already talked about it. No, we're talking about The Escape Artist, a band of daredevil pilots, and the greatest prison break of the Great War. Neil, how can people get their hands on the book and go for more information?
Well, they should be able to get it at Amazon, at their local bookstore, or they can check out my website, Neil Bascom, NEALBASCOMB.com.
Okay, there it is. And, of course, we'll link it at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. The Escape Artists, this was quite a group, some characters within this group, right?
No, I mean, most of these prisoners were actually Royal Flying Corps pilots. So they were daredevils. They were Oxford, Cambridge educated, very wealthy, very well educated, and they were rascals. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories is of Colonel Rathborn, who, you know, when he eventually got out and got back to the Netherlands and sent a telegram to Karl Niemeyer, the commandant of Holtzman, and he wrote a telegram that wrote, "Having a lovely time, stop. If I ever find you in London, stop. We'll break your neck, stop." I mean, this is, you know, the kind of gentlemen they were. They would pour cayenne pepper into their boots and then flick them off and have the dogs at the camp, you know, the guard dogs go absolutely mad. They were, you know, they were troublemakers, and which is why they were all put into this this camp that was kind of the Alcatraz of Germany at the time.
How long were they in this camp?
They were actually only in the camp for about 9 months because they had kept escaping these other camps, and so the Germans decided they needed to fill the place that was heavily fortified, that was kind of a prison inside of a prison. And, you know, from the moment they got into Holzminden, they were attempting to escape.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that the whole plan here, ultimately, it was quite an elaborate escape plan, and there was one guy in particular who was the, you know, the vanguard of it all.
Yeah, I mean, the leader of this, or as the men called him, the father of the tunnel, was an individual named David Gray, who was actually an Army sapper before he became a pilot, and he was shot down in a fire in a fight with actually the Red Baron. Of von Richthofen fame. And so David was, you know, knew engineering, knew how to dig tunnels, and was extremely brave. And so from the second that he got into Holzminden, he thought that the best way to get out was to dig a tunnel. The problem was where to start that tunnel so they could dig uninterrupted, and then how to extend it, you know, roughly 200 feet beyond the prison walls. It was quite a feat of engineering. It required, you know, bellows that they created to pump air into the space that they were digging, and, you know, it took months to do it, and it was a remarkable achievement.
Well, Neil, you know, to hear this story, we've seen this depicted in movies, you know, time and again, where there's been breakouts, there's been tunnels, you know, just as you described. So here, little did these men know, after their great escape and all the documentation, that even Hollywood couldn't help but, you know, borrow some of their ideas, right?
No, I mean, there's something about this story which I loved in telling. I mean, you know, two facets of it. One, the fact that Holzminden did become kind of an escape university. So you gather all these people who are experts in escape, who can create disguises, who can dig tunnels, who can forge passes, and you put them all together, and they're able to do a great deal. The second thing that I loved about it was you have these pilots who were, you know, love the freedom of the air and were sort of expansive in their thinking, and suddenly they're thrown into a place where they're actually digging a tunnel, rats scurrying over their backs, that can't even lift themselves up on their elbows. It's so tight in there. You know, dirt crawling down the back of their necks. It was sort of a horrifying, but kind of thrilling story to write from their point of view of what it took to do this amazing thing.
Yeah, for anybody with claustrophobia, probably not the project you want to be involved in.
No, and indeed, Casper Kenner, who was David Gray's, one of his escape companions, was an absolute claustrophobe. And, you know, he recalls in letters and memoirs, you know, that first moment where he sort of tips into the tunnel that they're digging. You know, it's only 7 feet deep at this point, and becoming absolutely just panicked.
Yes.
And imagine how he felt when he was 200 feet deep into it.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm with him on that. I've always had a tough time in tight places, and that's what comes to mind, is you're in a tight place, and you've got to really want to get on the other side, because this wasn't just a short pass-through. I mean, you've got you had a ways to go in order to get outside the perimeter to where then you could be free and then start, you say, a heroic 150-mile dash through enemy-occupied territory towards free Holland. So this was not some, you know, really quick tunnel journey. You get through that, and now you've got a 150-mile dash after that.
Well, that was the thing about the tunnel, and one of the reasons for it was, you know, David Gray had escaped two other camps before and gotten to the border and was captured trying to cross the border. So you imagine how heartbreaking that was.
Yeah.
So when it came to Holzminden, he decided that they needed a head start. And a tunnel was a very good one because you could get out in the middle of the night. You'd have eight hours, presumably, ahead of any manhunt. So, you know, once you got beyond the walls, that was sort of only half the feat. then you needed to go 150 miles through territory where the Germans were running a massive manhunt for you. And Gray prepared for this extremely well. In fact, had a cover story, which is probably my favorite part of the book, where he is an orderly, accompanied by another orderly, and they are returning their fellow, actually Casper Kennard, who's acting like an escaped a lunatic from an insane asylum who had escaped. Mm-hmm. And so they're bringing him back, and they run into it in Germans. They, you know, Kennard goes sort of mad and foams at the mouth, and they give him an aspirin, and he sort of lays on the ground, and the villagers sort of usher them out. Mm-hmm. And that's how they got to freedom, executing that ruse over and over and over again.
Neil, why is this regarded the greatest prison break of the Great War?
Well, by sheer numbers alone. I mean, 29 officers escaped out of the tunnel. 10 of them made it to freedom, and they were heralded in England on their return, not only because it was an exquisite, remarkable escape, but because it was in many ways a propaganda, great propaganda, you know, British daring duo, you know, overcoming the Germans, and it was splashed across newspaper headlines and really sort of encouraged the Brits. And the Allies as a whole in some of the darkest times of the war.
And what happened to the other 19? They got recaptured?
The other 19 were recaptured. They were put into solitary for months and rather brutally handled. But if you look at, you know, either the Great Escape that we all often think of in World War II, which was the great Steve McQueen movie,
yes.
Only three of those gentlemen got to freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
a big number.
No, that is huge. And here you've got 10 bona fide witnesses, and of course the takeaway of what they brought back to be used in, you know, future planning and strategies, and you know, that have been inculcated in even modern military today in terms of escape. You know, as much as that real simple idea that you want to escape as soon as possible, probably all as a result of what these escape artists experienced. Neil, what's the takeaway for the reader that you want them to have on this?
Well, I think the takeaway from the reader is just what anyone can do if there's a will. I mean, it's right. You know, the cliche, if there's a will, there's a way. But these guys were in the Alcatraz of Germany. They had no supplies when they started, and they ended up digging a tunnel 200 feet deep and then crossing 150 miles of enemy territory. And they did it because they loved their country and they wanted to fight and they wanted to survive. And I think that's inspiration for all of us.
Well, I'll tell you, my big ask is, when's the movie?
Well, the director actually did The Room, which is a very tight escape story, is working on it. So keep your fingers crossed, or I'll keep mine.
Well, all the best. Again, remind everybody how they can get their hands on this book. This is really exciting. You know, it is spellbinding, and even in the midst of what you would see as something horrific and tragic, there's some humorous moments in this book as well, right, Neil?
No, there is, and you know, the antics that these gentlemen perform against the Commandant are worth reading Escape Artist alone.
Well, he's a National Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author of a number of books. His latest book that you want to get your hands on, The Escape Artist, A Band of Daredevil Pilots and the Greatest Prison Break of the Great War. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Bill.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall.